This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
But the Versa also offers a Fitbit coat. Oh, oops. Fitbit. I mean, again, I said it again. Oh, my gosh. Fitbit coat. You got it.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
And our trash is always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys listen. NMLS 2239. We kind of talked about this at some point this week. And just how, I don't know, shallow we are in this society. But we know dating can be a little difficult.
Yes.
With more than one in three men in North America and Europe single at any given time. Scientists have now revealed the most common answers to explain why men struggle to find a girlfriend. You guys are going to be blown away by these groundbreaking reasons.
Okay.
You ready for some of note? Number 10 on the list was lack of money.
That is shallow, but
true,
but understandable and believable.
Yep.
This is asking men, why don't you think you're dating somebody? And these are the reasons.
So this is why I can't get a date.
These are, in your personal opinion, why are you single right now?
I'm surprised that's not higher, actually.
I mean, here's the thing. I think if any of us were single and billionaires,
I don't think these are not in order. These are just ones that
Okay. If we were a billionaire, though, I think we could land 99% of single women out there.
For me,
probably yes.
For me, 98%, but yes.
Another reason that guys struggle to find a girlfriend, fear of relationships.
I think they're using that as an excuse not to have a girlfriend.
Probably so. Yeah. Another one, not able to commit, probably another excuse.
Yeah.
I'm guessing ugly isn't on this list. I'm just ugly.
I'm getting there. Given up is another excuse.
Given up.
Sad state of affairs there.
Did you take a shower last night?
No, I just
gave up.
Time for it.
Another one, not able to pick up clues of interest.
So I
don't read women well.
There are a lot of people that want to go out with me. I just can't tell it.
It's just hard to choose.
Here we go. Overweight is a reason.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do see a lot of bigger guys with really good-looking girls.
That would go back to the money on that one, though.
Yeah, maybe.
And personality. Big guys can be fun.
I think this is one of the reasons that Rockstar has struggled over years.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
No, I really do. Too picky. Would you agree?
That and I'm a hybrid of stuff. I got a lot of stuff.
A lot
of it's me. I don't want to involve somebody that's had to deal with this.
Yeah. Well, I think you've learned that over the years, but it's the same on the surface. Like the original first and foremost reason was probably you're too picky.
Yeah, and then burned in the past. I'm like, I made a lot of mistakes in the past about
just on girls, female mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've noticed this one, poor flirting skills. There's a lot of guys out there with horrible game.
You're pretty, want to kiss? No? Okay.
All right, so I'll go back to this side of the
book. You have pretty feet. I like those shoes.
Another superficial reason, but so true, because I've got friends that are girls that ask me, do you have any tall, single friends? Short stature is on this list.
Money makes up for that. You can send them those $100 bills and catch their interest.
True. Yeah. And then this is another one that they always come with. Does he have hair? Baldness is number one on this list. Again, Rockstar said it wasn't in any order, but I bet that's high on the list.
Yeah, that's going to be.
I think there are a lot of good-looking, I say this as a heterosexual man, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
I think there's a lot of good-looking bald men out there. I'm not one of them. I'm just saying.
You're talking about fully embraced baldness.
That
they've shaved their head.
Shaved their head. Yeah.
A lot of people can't let that go.
Yeah, but see, only about one out of five guys look normal with the shaved head.
Yeah, but for instance, if I shave mine the rest of the way, I've got a weird looking back of my head.
I would say you need to keep yours the way it is.
Yeah, 100%.
I've told you that.
My buddy Rossi shaved his. He's got a good beard, and he shaved his. He's sort of a big guy. Works out a lot.
Have you asked him out yet?
Yeah.
But he has a
great talker. I mean, he listener too.
Plenty of money.
Yeah,
I'm just
opens the door for me.
And so I think some people look good bald. He's one of those guys.
Okay, Dunaway always worries about like sugar intake and calories and stuff, but he's not afraid to do the girly summer cocktail by the pool. So, Dunaway, you're probably not going to like this next story, but Rockstar has compiled this.
Well, I've already had 78 grams of sugar this morning, so go ahead.
Not that I'm counting.
These delicious fruit drinks are secret sugar bombs that contain more sweet stuff than a Krispy Kreme donut, according to new graphics.
Tell me margarita's not on there.
So you'd be better off eating a Krispy Kreme donut.
Now, here we just put in perspective, Brown. A Krispy Kreme original glazed donut contains 10 grams of sugar. I'm going to go through some drinks.
Is that a lot?
Brown, your pina colada you had the other day by the pool.
I did have one.
314 calories, 13.6 grams of sugar.
That's good, though.
30%, almost 40% more sugar than a donut.
Yeah.
The strawberry daiquiri, 219 calories, but 17 grams of sugar.
That's what my wife had. She had
I'm getting up there.
Almost twice as much.
And I just ate 78 grams of sugar?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe that.
I do.
That is like such a clean meal you just ate.
So clean.
You cannot say anything bad about that thing around him.
I've had six consecutive days of that.
Nope. A lot of sugar in there. They're lying to you, Lance.
And I've maintained the same weight for the last 3 months. Number three on here, the Cosmopolitan. 161 calories, 8 grams of sugar, a little bit less than the original glazed donut. The Mojita, which I like a lot. Pain in the ass if you're a bartender. 158 calories, 4.3 grams of sugar, so not that bad.
You can get all that stuff in your teeth, too.
And the margarita, surprisingly, Dunaway, only 144 calories, 0.3 grams of sugar.
The diet
Are you
of
serious?
Yeah.
What is
well,
that?
Also,
boom!
Guess, well,
boom.
Serving size. They didn't really say the serving size. Is that a thimble? Or is it a cup?
So if I have,
I don't know. I would think this would be 8 ounce.
Let's say I had four of them one afternoon.
It'd be hypothetical. It'd be like one donut.
One donut. Boom. I like that. That's positive news from you today. Yeah,
again,
I
think there's a difference in like, I don't know why I've always just. I think drink calories and food calories are different.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's why I don't drink sweetened drinks.
Yeah, like if I drink 3,000 calories in a day, but I eat 3,000 calories in a day, my body's going to react differently.
Yeah.
You know, Walter points out like energy bars that you think are eating healthy has more sugar than a donut has in it.
But that's almost a meal supplement. I see what he's saying.
Yeah.
But like that bowl that I just ate, I mean, that'll last me 3 or 4 hours. I mean, that's a full morning for me. Okay, so Love Island. I've never heard of this. It's obviously a hugely popular UK dating reality show. It's coming to America.
Tonight on Love Island.
It was reported Wednesday that CBS has required the U.S. format rights to the hit show, which sees its contestants become overnight celebrities. Deadline reports that CBS has given a series order to the adaptation to be produced by ITV Entertainment. The show, which has taken the U.K. by storm since launching in 2015, features a group of attractive young single people who live together in a villa in Spain with the intention of finding love and winning the prize money.
It's never old. Old committed people. It's always young single people.
Generally,
bald,
better
short guys.
Better show that way.
You know, it'd be a good show is you plant one married guy in the middle of all these single people, or one married either guy or girl, and then you got to figure out who the married one is.
Now you remind me of my wife.
Oh.
Yeah, but
this is what my wife does. See, try this.
You have
put
a
your arm
tan
here.
Line on your finger.
Yeah.
And in order to win the prize money, you'd have to break some vows. Well, like, you might have to get naked with a roommate.
The married person would have to be the last one standing. He or she has to win by convincing everyone they're not married. They have to win by finding the actual married person.
You see, I think that'd be kind of fascinating.
Yeah, that would be an interesting show, yeah.
Okay, so I've got more shower thoughts for you guys.
All right.
Number one, Amish girls have no way of knowing if it's a romantic candle dinner or just a regular dinner.
True.
Another shower thought. The two things that everybody hates, change and the way things are.
That's a good point.
True.
Yeah.
That is true. I do the same thing every
number
day.
Number three, rappers today look like the desk in detention.
So true. All that graffiti.
You're talking about like the rappers.
What's the guy's like XX, the one that got shot? His face is covered. Like, on his neck, his eyebrows, his eyelids.
Oh, with tattoos.
Yeah, it just looks like graffiti.
Another shower thought. Telling a girl that she is more beautiful in real life than in photos is way better than saying she's not photogenic.
That's true. Such a nice letdown.
I'm prettier in person.
And finally, shower thought for you. A paperclip is just a stapler for someone with commitment issues.
I may not want these two pieces of paper together tomorrow.
Actually, I do have one more shower thought. Checking the time now involves looking at social media for 10 minutes. than putting your phone back down and forgetting to actually check the time.
Yes, it does.
What time is it again? Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a tweet.
And final story today. In the U.S., it's common for people to speak with pride about their stressful jobs and long hours put in at work. Studies even show that American employees in the U.S. tend to work longer, take fewer vacations, and socialize less on the job. But according to a new study from researchers at the City University of London, working too hard can have a negative effect on your career and your overall well-being. I'm not really surprised here. They add that employees should become more aware of the potential limitations of long hours and hard work. To avoid burnout, take advantage of breaks and time off, and try to work when you're most productive. I don't think everybody needs good breaks, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is Trash on the Table today, brought to you by
our friends at Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200, or visit them online, MortgageRightRadio.com.
When we come back, NFL news and more of your phone calls. And at 9 o'clock, it's Chris Vernon with us to talk about last night's first big night in the NFL.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.